tempted and tried by the devil. I thank God that comparatively early in my life He opened my eyes to what the devil could do. Then He showed me my responsibility and what I could do as a new creature in Christ Jesus by resisting the devil. I feel that I owe my life to the use of this truth. I have been sorely tempted, terribly harassed, and driven to despair, feeling helpless, hopeless, and abandoned of God. But, by His grace, I have risen again and again in the name of the Lord, resisted the devil, and triumphed. Oh, the patience and love of God! Many Christians have had painful experiences which can be understood only in the light of 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9. From this passage, it is clear that Satan and his confederate hosts ceaselessly, tirelessly, maliciously, and deliberately seek the life of the real believer in Christ. All sorts of objections may be voiced against this conclusion, but when the last argument is ended, God's word still says, "Your adversary, the devil, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith." Indeed, the warning is given because of the peril we face. To be sober means to be sane, to be mentally self-controlled. The words, "be vigilant," carry the thought, "be awake and watchful." In this passage, God alerts us to our adversary's presence in this world, and to the fact of his wild, beast-like character.